Daf is Daf Tezayin, so we've got our work cut out for us. Quite a long daf. So how far did we get down? We got down to four lines. Amar Rava. Amar Rava, Minolan de Mishadrin Shlicha de Beidina, Umizamnina Le Ladina. So these few words, Mizamnina Le Ladina, put in parentheses according to the Bach. So Rava wants to know, how do you know you're supposed to send out a Shliach Bezdin, a messenger for Bezdin, in order to summon someone who's going to be in Nidui? If there's supposed to be a din Torah, you send a messenger to him. So Gemara says, "Dichsi." The pasuk tells us, "Vayishlach Moshe lekrol Dasan va'aviram bnei Aliyah." He sent a messenger to summon Dasan va'aviram. So then the Gemara asks, "Minolan dimezaminan l'dina." How do you know that not only do you send a messenger, but you have to summon them? So the Gemara says, "Dichsi vayomer Moshe al Korach atav v'chla adascha." So he sent a message that you're supposed to, you're being invited, you're being summoned to Bezdin. Then the Gemara asks, how do you know Lakamai Gavri Rabba, that when you summon them to Bezin, you mention to them they have to come prior to in front of a great person? So the Gemara says, Dichsev Lefnei Hashem. Obviously, Lefnei Hashem is in a person, but it's in front of a great being. So Atu Plani, how do you know when you summon to Bezin, you point out who the two the plaintiff and the defendants are? The Gemara says, "Dichsev Ata v'heim v'Aaron." You, Korach and Daso versus Aaron. So then, how do you know when you send the summons, the Kavina and Zimna, you have to set a date for it? "Dichsev Malchar." Tomorrow, you're going to meet us here. How do you know when you send a summons, it's supposed to be Zimna, Basa, Zimna? You set one date, and if you can't make the original date, so you have a second date. "Dichsev," it says in the pasuk, "Karu Sham Paro Melch Matraim Shaon Hevir Hamoed." So Shan's also a Lashon of a appointment. So appointment after, if you miss the first Moed, there's going to be a second day, a Zimna Basar Zimna. Minolan de'i mispaka b'shlicha de beidina. How do you know if he refuses to come and he mivaze the shliach bezdin, the as v'amar, so the shliach is allowed to come and say, and lo mischaze kalishna bish, it's not considered Lashon Hara if the shliach bezdin says, listen, I went to Ruvain's door, I told him to come to Bezdin and he spit in my face. How do you know when you report back that's not called Lishna Bisha, it's not called Lashon Hara? Dichsiv ha'enei ha'anashim ha'heim tinaker. So when Moshe sent a message to Dasan Vaviram and they reported back and they said, we will take out the eyes of these men, so he is able to report that back to Moshe and it wasn't subject to the Isser of Lashon Hara. So Minola and the Dimisham Tinon. How do you know that we would place this individual in Nidoy if he refuses to come? Dichsiv Oru Meiros. Curse Meiros. Meiros was placed into Nidoy for not responding to Dvorah. Dvorah had summoned him, he refused to come, so Oru, they cursed him. So then the Gemara says, the Halchi Savrad Gavra Rabba. So how do you know that it's supposed to come from a great man? Dichsiv Amar Malach Hashem. So it came from the Malach Hashem. So then the Gemara says, Minol Dichar Minon. How do you know that we could place him in a higher type of Nidoy, which is called Cherem, which is even worse? Dichsiv Oru Oru, which is a double curse. That's even more elevated than the Nidoy. So how do you know, Da'achav Ashasi Bahadei V'kai Ba'ar Ba'amos Didei? How do you know if you eat and drink with this person who's in Nidoy, you have to distance yourself 4 amos away? Dichsiv Yoshveha, that cursed arts, those who live near him, there's supposed to be some separation. You shouldn't be Yoshev near him. Uminolan de Partinan Chatai B'tzibur. How do you know you're supposed to specify to the Tzibur what the Avera was? Dichsiv the Kilova'u Lezos Hashem. They explained why they cursed Meiros. It's because he didn't come to Hashem. Rama Ula Ula says, Ba'arba mea shipure shamte barak lemeiros. When Barak had placed him in Cherem, he blew 400 shofros in order to make it public that Meiros was placed in Cherem. So the Gemara says, Ikadami, some say Gavra Rabahavi, some say that Meiros was a very great person. The Ikadami, others say Kochavahava, it was actually, he was some type of a star, some type of mazel. Shinemar, Min Shemaim Nilchamu Kochavim. From the stars above, they were waging war. So some level of mazel. So, which is itself an interesting thing that you could place a mazel in Cherem. So then the Gemara says, Minolan de Mafkirina Nichsei. How do we know this individual who refuses to come to the summons that we would mafkir all his property, make it ownerless? Dichsiv v'chol asher lo yavo. Anyone who doesn't come the shloshes hayamim, ka'atas hasarim v'azakenim. Like he doesn't listen to the advice of the officers. So yacharam kol ruchusho. We say that all his ruchush is going to be cherim, which means a hefker. Hu yibada mikal hagola, and he's going to have to be separated from the rest of the tzibur. How do we know that you're allowed to argue with him, such an individual? Bilaitinan, and you could curse him. Umachinan, and you could hit him. Bitashinan sayar, you could pull his hair. Umashbinan, you could make him to swear, make a shvua. Dechsiv va'irav imam, ariv is lashon riv, to fight with them. Va'kalalem, and you could curse them. Va'kemehem, you could hit them. Anashim v'amritem, you could pull out their hair. Va'ashpiem, and you could cause them to take a shvua. Uminon de kaftina, how do you know further that you could tie him up and vasrinan and hit him with lashes? Vavdinan hardafa and make him run away and chase him away. Dechsiv hein lemos, hein leshroshi, hein leanash, nichsim lesun. What does this mean? So literally what it means is whether you're lamos, you're putting him to death, whether you're being shorishim, you're uprooting him, whether you're just simply punishing him, hein leanosh, nichasim, his property, v'lasurin, or you're placing him in base asurim, in jail. So what does it mean, my lishroshi? What's the lashon of uprooting an individual? Amar Adamari, Amar Nechemia bar Baruch, Amar Rav Achia bar Avin, Amar Rav Yehuda. Hardafa, it means hardafa. So my hardafa, what does hardafa mean? So Amar Rav Yehuda brei d'Rav Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei d'Rav minadin la'alter. It means that we make place him in nidoi immediately. Vishonin lachar shloshmin. If he doesn't listen to us after 30 days, we place him in nidoi yet a second time. Umachrimim lachar shishim. And after 60, if he still doesn't listen, so then we place him in the highest level of nidoi, which is called chayrim. So that's the idea of hardafa, that we give him, we chase after him, and giving him multiple types of nidois and chayrims. So Amar le Rav Huna bar Chinina. Halchi Amar Rav Chista, Masin Bei Sheni, we warn him on a Monday, V'chamishi, and then we warn him again on a Thursday, and then again V'sheni, and then if he doesn't listen, we place him in Chayrim. And the Gemara says that's only true, Hani Milei L'mamona. If it's only true, if he's not coming to a Bezdin Shel Mamonis, so then we have a Monday, Thursday, Monday Hasra for him. But if he shows disgrace to a Talmud Chacham, so then immediately the altar, we place him in Chayim, we don't wait here at all. Okay. The Gemara now says further, Hahu tabacha dispakar b'rav tuvi bar masna. A certain shochet was disgracing Rav Tuvi, and imnu alaya abai v'rava, so Rav Tuvi had appointed abai and rava to v'shamtu, to place this shochet in Chayim. So in the end of the day, Azal Paisel Baldina. So in the end, the Shochet went ahead and he appeased his Rav Tovi. And Amar Bai says, Hey Chilavid, what are we supposed to do now? So Lishrele, if we remove the Chayrim from the Shochet, so Lochal Shamta, Alea Tlasin Yomim, Shamta, Nidwe has to be 30 days. So it hasn't lasted 30 days. So it's not going to be effective Chayrim. Lo lishulei, but if we don't undo the chayrim, kabay rabbanu lemea, but the rabbanu need meat, they need to have basar. So if the shochet's in chayrim, we can't go buy from him. So what are you supposed to do? So amar leila Rav Idi bar Avin midish milachabaha. Perhaps Rav Idi heard something on this halacha, on this discussion. Amar leila Rav Idi said, dhachi amar Rav Tachlifa bar Avimi amar Shmuel. I heard in the name of Shmuel, Tut Osar v'Tut Sharim. You could blow a shofar to create the Isser of Chayrim, but then immediately afterwards you're allowed to blow the shofar again to undo the Chayrim. In other words, you don't have to wait 30 days for the Chayrim to be effective. It could even be just for a few seconds. So that's what they did. They blew the shofar once, they put him in Chayrim, blew it again, and he was released. So Amar Leh Abayi says, Hani Mili L'mamona. That trick only works for if a guy was placed in Chayrim because of Mamonis. They refused to pay money or to come to Bezdin. Aval afkirusa, if he was mevazet hamel chacham, like in this case, ad dechay l'shamta alei tlasin yomim. This trick of tut shari, tut asur, tut shari doesn't work. He has to wait a full 30 days, and there's no eitzah. I'm not sure what happened. They don't really explain here, but I guess they couldn't get meat for the next 30 days. So Alma, we see from all this, though, kesav rabbi, by hold, honey bay tlasa, dishamisu, lo asa tlasa, achrina v'shari lei. So we see that when three individuals are place a person in Chayrim, so three other Dayanim are not allowed to release him. Only that very Dayan is allowed to undo the Chayrim. So the Gemara now says, Di Bailu, there is a Shaila. Hani Beit Tlasa de Shamisu, Mal Lemeset Tlasa Acharini Vishaila. They have the Shaila. So if three judges placed a person in Nidwe, can three other Dayanim release him? So what's the answer? Tashma, they bring a raya, menu de la Rav, menu de la Talmud. If a person is placed in Nidwe to a Rebbe, he has to be Nidwe also to the Talmidim. It wouldn't be respectful for the Talmidim to be nice to this individual if his Rebbe has to be distant from this individual. But if he's Menuda the Talmud ain't a Menuda Rav. If this Reuven is placed in Nidwe to all the Talmidim, he is allowed to still have what to do with the Rav. Menuda li'iro, Menuda li'acher. So the guy is placed in Nidwe to his own hometown, so then he's Nidwe to all other towns as well. But if he's Menuda li'acheres to some other town, so he's only Menuda to that city, but ain't a Menuda li'iro. But he's not considered Nidwe to his hometown. Menuda l'nasi, Menuda l'chol Yisrael. If a guy is placed in Nidwe with respect to Nasi, that means the entire Klal Yisrael has to distance themselves from this Menuda. But if he's only Menuda l'chol Yisrael, then ain't a Menuda l'nasi. He's not considered a Menuda l'nasi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Echad min atamidem shenidoy umeis. So then chelko eino mufer. Let's say one of the students who had placed the person in Nidoy and then he died, so his chelek of Nidoy is not going to be mufer, just doesn't automatically be removed at all. You have to have someone else replace the Talmud who died. So Shema Minah, we learned from this whole discussion, Talas Shema Minah, three dinim. Shmamina Talmud Shinido Lichvodo. So Nido, if a Talmud Chacham placed the person, a Talmud rather placed the person in Nidoy, because the guy was disrespectful to this Talmud, that's an effective Nidoy. Number two, Shmamina Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mefer Chelko. Each Dayan has to undo his own Chelik of the Nidoy. And then thirdly, Shmamina Hani Beit Tlasa De Shamisu Lo Asu Tlasa Achrina. We learn from this above discussion that only the first three, the original three Dayanim who created the Nidoy, have to be the same ones who are going to undo the Nidoy as well. So that explains what we said above, that we say that if someone died, that we don't say automatically his chelek becomes mufar. The Gemara now says, Amar Meymar says in the bottom of the daf now, Hilchasa, the bottom line is, Hani Beit Tlasa Dishamisu Asu Beit Tlasa Achrina Visharile. He argues, and he says, not true. If three Dayanim place a person in Chayrim, you can have three other ones, other judges, to release him from that Chayrim. So Amar Le Rav Ashi La Amemar Vatani, but doesn't the Braisa say otherwise? That Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer, that Echad Min HaTalmidim Shenida Nida Umeis, the Chelke Ein Mufar. Means it can't be mufar. My lava ain't a mufar klal, that if the Talmud who plays the person in Nidoy dies, that guy's stuck forever. There's no way of ever undoing it. So the Gemara says, lo, not true. What it means is, ad asu beit tlasa achrina v'sharilei. When this Talmud dies, all we're saying is, his chelik is still strong. You just need someone else to replace him in order to remove the chayrim. So the Gemara now says further, Tanu Rabbanan, ein Nidoy pachos Mishloshim Yom, a Nidoy does not take effect less than 30 days. Vein Nizifa, Pachos Meshiva Yom, the person's placed in Nizifa, which is a lesser form, it only lasts 7 days, but it has to be at least 7 days. V'afa Pishen Rai Ladavar, even though there is no proof for Nizifa being 7 days, there is a Zeich Ladavar, there is some allusion to this. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'avia Yarok Yarak Bifanea, Halos Tekalim Shivas Yamim. This is a reference to when Miriam was in the Taras at the end of the Parsha, so she was placed in separation for 7 days, because she was disgraceful to Moshe. Fine. So we see Nazifa 7 days. So Amar Rav Chista, Nidoy Shalanu, K'Nazifa Shalahen. So Rav Chista said, the Nidoy, our Nidoy in Bavel, is similar to the our Nidoy is like their Nazifa, that the Nidoy, even though Nidoy in Eretz Yisrael is 30 days, the Nidoy in Bavel is only 7 days, like Eretz Yisrael's Nazifa. That's Rav Chista's statement. Vesulah, is it really true that it's only 7 days? They're sitting down learning once. And Kashil Hushmaitz, and they had a certain Shaila. So Amrele Rabbi Shimon Le Bar Kapara. Davar Zet Tzarech Rabbi. We need Rabbi to answer the Shaila for us. So Amrele Bar Kapara Le Rabbi Shimon. He turned over to Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Omer B'davar Zer. So what does Rabbi say in this matter? What's the halacha? Also Amrele Le Avua. So Rabbi Shimon went ahead. He was saying this in as a joke. You think Rabbi knows the answer to this? So Rabbi Shimon, who is the son of Rabbi, Amrzel Azel, Amr Rabbi Leila Avua, Rabbi Shimon tells his father Rabbi that he was making fun of you, in essence. And Ikbit, so Rabbi got upset. And Asa Bar Kapar Les Chuzile. Bar Kapar once went to visit him, and Amr Le, so Rabbi says to Bar Kapara, Bar Kapara, Eino Makircha Me'olam, I don't know who you are. I don't see anyone here, I see the wall. So Yodah Denaka Milsa Bedaita. So Bar Kapara understood the Rebbe was insulted by this. So therefore, Nag Benizivusa Benavshei Tlas Yomim. He took upon himself, even though Rebbe never declared he's Benizifa, Bar Kapara understood he was insulted and took a Nizifa upon himself for 30 days. So we see from here that Nizifa is not 7 days, but it's 30 days. So the Gemara says further, Shuv Pam Echad, another time, Gaza Rebbe Shelo Yishno L'Tamid and Bashuk. He made a decree that a person should not teach people in the Shuk, Talmud Torah. So my Darish, what was the basis for this? What was his drasha? So he quoted a pasuk, Chamuke Yerechayech Kimo Chaloim. Chamuke Yerechayech, hidden are your thighs, just like the jewels. So what does it mean? Ma Yarech Beseisa, just like the thigh is in a place that's hidden. So too af divrei Torah b'seiser. So too divrei Torah should be in a place that's hidden. And how do we get the divrei Torah in here? So Rashi explains on the top of Amud Beis, because the end of the pasuk says ma'is yadei uman haTorah. So it's referring to. I'm going to get the whole pasuk on the side. 1 second here. Ma'is yadei uman. That's a reference to the actions of the creator of the world, which of course is divrei Torah. So that should be hidden as well. Should not be taught out in the shuk. So one time, Yatza Rabbi Chiya v'shana l'shnei b'nei achiv b'shuk. He once taught his nephews in the shuk. And the Rav, L'Abba Bar Barchana, these were his two nephews. Shama Rabbi heard about this. Ikbid, he got very upset that he taught in the shuk against his words. So also Rabbi Chiya l'shazule, once he went to appear in front of Rabbi, and Amar Lei, Rabbi says to him, Iya mi kara l'chabachutz. Iya, who's calling you the outside? I guess that's what he called him. Iya. It was a nickname apparently for Rabbi Ganai, for Rabbi Chia rather. Rashi says Lashon Ganai. He says Iya, someone's calling you outside. You're not welcome here. What? Just replace with iron. Okay. So the Gemara says Yada Denaket Milsa Bedaita. So Rabbi Chia understood that Rabbi was a little insulted by this. So Nag Nizivusa Benavshei Tlasin Yomim. So Rabbi Chia took upon himself Nizifa for 30 days. So we see that Nizifa again is 30 days, not 7 days. The Gemara just continues the Ma'isa. B'yom Tlasin Shalach Lei. On day 30, Rebbe sent to Rebbe Yechia, Ta, come visit me. Hada Shalach Lei Dilalaisi. But then he said, you know what, actually don't come visit me. So what happened? The Gemara wants to know me, Kar Ma'isavar, Luvasov Ma'isavar. Why did he initially invite him on day 30? But then he retracted that he shouldn't come on day 30. So Me'ikara Savar Mikses HaYom Kekulo. Initially he thought, Mikses HaYom Kekulo. If you have part of the day, it's as if the whole day is there. So just like we have Shiva, the last day of Shiva, Mikses Yom Kekulo, he could get up on the seventh day, even though the seventh day is incomplete. So to the 30th day, Mikses Yom is considered as if the 30th day is complete. But then in the end, Vasov Savar Lo Amrina Mikses Yom Kekulo, he thought that one does not apply that din, at least in this case. So the Gemara says, So Lasov Asa, in the end of the day, Rabbi Chiya showed up on day 30. He didn't listen to the second note. So Amr Le Amai Ha'asis, Rabbi says, why'd you come? I told you not to come. Amr Le, Deshalach Li Mar Delesi. What do you mean? You sent a message to me. I should come. So that's why I came. But Bahashachi Licha Dilah, but didn't I send Tasi? Didn't I say back to you, don't come? So Amr Le, Zera Isi Vizalor Isi. I saw the first note, but I didn't see the second note. So Kari Ale, Rabbi said, must be Birtos Hashem Darche Ish. The way of a man is with the Ratzon of Hashem, Kam Oivav Yashlim Ito. So even the enemies will make peace with him. So it must have been a message from Hashem. So even though you were once my enemy for 30 days, you could stay, it must be, this was Ratzon Hashem. So my time, Ma'avid Marhachi. So what's the reason why Rebbe did this? So we're going back to the initial point here, that, which point again?
They taught in the
Shuk. Okay, why did Rebbe Chia do this? So Amar Lei, Rabbi Chiya says, "Dichsev Chachmos b'chutz Tarona." The pasuk says the Chachmos, the Chachma of Torah should be Tarona, Lashon of Rina should be sung outside b'chutz. So Amar Lei, Rabbi says, in Karisa Lashanis, if you learn through Tanakh once, you obviously didn't do it a second time. Vim Shanis, if you learn through Tanakh twice, obviously you didn't do it Lo Shilash, you didn't do it three times. Vim Shilash, if you did learn through Tanakh three times, Lo Pirish Lecha, no one explained it to you properly. Chachmos Bachutz Tarona, that you should sing the words of Chachm in the outside, Kidrava. That's only in a case what Rava says, Tamarava, Kola Osek Batar Mibifnim, Terasa Machrezes Halab Mibachutz. A person learns Torah on the inside a base medrash, inside a home, so then the Torah is going to call out to him from outside. It will be unclear what that means exactly. Maybe his name will be known, or maybe his midos will be well accepted by people. But the learning should be done b'fnim, but the Torah is going to machrezes alabim b'chutz, will be calling out to this individual from the outside. So then the Gemara says, v'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say, lo mirosh baseitze dibarti, that Hashem says, I didn't speak to you secretly, I spoke to you at Har Sinai publicly. Torah is meant to be birabim, in the shuk. So the Rebbe explained, Tahu b'yom adikala, that's when there's a day of akala, when there's a big drasha, so that everyone's invited to the drasha, it's open to the public. But other than the Yom HaKala, it should be taught privately in the Beis Medrash. So Rabbi Chiya, Hai Chamuki, Rechayach Mayavulei. When Rabbi Chiya initially thought that it's permitted to teach outside, what would he do? The pasuk of the thighs are hidden, and so too Torah should be hidden. Mokila b'tzedakah v'gemilut chasadim. He thought that was a reference to giving tzedakah and chesed. That should be done in a private way. So either way, from all these stories, we find that Alma Nazifa did two tlasin yomim. That the two ma'isim above, with regards to Rebbe, the Zifa was kept for 30 days, not for 7 days. So the Gemara says... Right, in Bavel we said Nidoy is 7 days, and Nidoy of Bavel is like the Nazifa of Eretz Yisrael, 7 days. So either way we see from Nazifa in Eretz Yisrael, we don't know what Nazifa is in Bavel though, that much we don't know. But right, Nazifa in Eretz Yisrael is 7 days, 30, but these...
30 days.
But we pass above that Nazifa is 7 days, but these two stories are saying that Nazifa is actually 30 days. Yeah, exactly. But above we said the halacha was Nazifa is only 7 days based on the pasuk of Miriam. But now these two stories are saying that they were 30 days long. So which one is it? So the Gemara says Nazifas Nasi Shiny. Rebbe was a Nasi. So a typical Nazifa, it's only 7 days long. When the Nazifa comes from the Nasi, so that's more serious. That's 30 days long. The Gemara says, "V'nizifa didan kamavi."
Bring it down the bottom. That it only applies if it's mamonos. That we go 7 days even in Bavel, because the bride from the start of the shochet, that was in Bavel and it was 30 days. That was mivaz at tam chacham. That's still 30 days.
So this whole discussion is on nizifa only of mamonos. Okay.
Right, it means bride from the kids of the shochet.
Okay. So the Gemara now says, "Nizifa didan kamavi." So this whole discussion of Nazifa was only regarding Eretz Yisrael. What about Didan? What about Nazifa that takes place in Bavel? How long is that going to be for? So Chad Yoma, the Gemara says, just one day. Ki ha de Shmuel Marukva, like that Maisa. What was the Maisa? Ki ha v'yosvi garsi shmaisa, they're one sitting and learning. And ha v'yosvi Marukva, kame de Shmuel Marukva is sitting in front of Shmuel. Berichuk arba amos, within a distance of 4 amos. V'chehav v'yosvi b'dinei. But when they sat for a din Torah, Hava Yasa Shmuel Kame de Marukva Berichuk Arba Amos. Shmuel would sit a distance from Marukva for 4 amos. So, Vaha Vichaikele Duchtele Marukva. And they dug at a place, it says, for Marukva, Bitsipsa, which they had covered this ditch with a mat. Vyasi Lave, and he sat on this mat. Kiecha de Lishtam and Milet, so he could hear the words of Shmuel. So, what do you see from all of this, though? I don't know if we've seen the din just yet, what happened. But either way, you see from here that Shmuel was greater from Marukva. That's what we see from this story. So now, Kol Yoma have milave le Marukva le Shmuel ad Ushpize. Every single day, Marukva would escort Shmuel to wherever he was staying. And Yoma Chad, one day, Itrid Bedine. One time, Marukva was stuck in a court case in a din Torah. Have Azal Shmuel Basrei, and she was walking behind him as they were going home. Now, Kimati Lebesa.
Marukva was the Nasi.
Yeah. Marukva was the Nasi? Yeah. How come above we said that Shmuel was greater though?
He said Shmuel was away from his cover. Shmuel was a bigger Talmud Chacham, even though Marukva was the
Nasi.
That's why he sat in front of him.
Okay, so Marukva was the Nasi and Shmuel was a greater Talmud Chacham. Fine. So now here, What happened was, Marukva was involved in the Din Torah, and Hava Azil Shmuel Basre, and Shmuel was following after him as he went home. Kimat Lebesa, when they reached Marukva's house, Amalei Shmuel says to him, Lo Nigalach, did you, were your actions not clear to you? What does that mean? Lisha Limar Bitigra. So let Mar release me from this fight. So what does that mean? So apparently Shmuel was insulted that Marukva didn't escort him home. So Yad Dinaka Milsa Bedait. The Marukva understood that Shmuel was insulted. So Nag Nizivusa Benavshe Chadyoma. So he kept for himself a day, one day of Nizifa. So that's how we see that in Bavel, Nizifa is only one day long. Mar has another Maisa Hahi. It's the Havas Yasu Bishvila. A certain woman was sitting in a path. Have a pasha kara, her legs were sticking out, and v'ka menifa chushlay, and she was busy winnowing some barley. Have a chalif azel turba mirabana. A certain time, the chacham was passing through, and she didn't move her legs out for him. Amar kama chatzifa, he itse. How disgraceful is this woman? So asked the kamei to Rav Nachman. So the woman went to Rav Nachman and wanted to know, Amalei, am I now nidoy? He said something that he's upset at me. I need to keep Nizifa, Nidoy. So Amalei, Rav Nachman said to her, Mishmas Shmaita Ben Puma, did you hear him say Shamta or not? Amalei, lo, he didn't say that, he just said, I'm a chutzpahdik. So Amalei, Zilin Nahogi Nizivusa Chadyoma Ben Avshech. So long as you don't have a Shamta wasn't placed upon you, so then you should keep one day of Nizifa and that's it. So another Maisa, we see that in Bavel, Nizifa is only one day long. Marnel says another Maisa, Zutra Bartovia Hava Kapalsik Sidra Kame de Yehuda. He would be learning, practicing, going over his text in front of Rav Yehuda. Kimatel Haipsukim, when he got to the following Pasuk, Ve'ele Divrei David HaChornim. These are the words of the last words of David HaMelech. So Amarlei, so Zutra says to Rav Yehuda, Acharonim Michal Dikiri Shodim. So these are the last words, must be that they were first earlier words that he must have said. Rishonim my ninu. So he asked his Rebbe, Rav Yehuda, what are these of Rishonim? What are they? Shalsek v'lo amrlei v'lo midei. He was silent. He didn't say, he didn't answer. Had amrlei. So he says to him, Achronim echal dike Rishonim. He asked him, he was pressing. What's the answer? Rishonim mahi. What are the Rishonim? He wanted to know from his Rebbe. Amrlei, my daitach. What are you thinking? To liyada perusho, dehai kra lav gavar abahu. Person who doesn't know the explanation for this pasuk is a big am haaretz. So, okay. So, Yehuda Danaki Milsa Bedaita. Zutra Bar Tov, you understood that Rav Yehuda was insulted. And therefore, Nog Nizivusa Benafshe Yehuda Chadyoma. He kept one day of Nizivusa. So, I think they explain here that Rav Yehuda didn't really know the answer to the pshat here. He just was avoiding it. And he was a little insulted, so that's what he did. And from this, we see one day Nizifa was sufficient. But Da'asan Allah Miha. So, now that we have this, Achronim, let's talk about what are the Achronim? What's the Rishonim? Michal Dik Rishonim. So what's Pshat? What were the earlier words of David HaMelech? Rishonim Maihi. So Gemara explained, it says in the Pasuk, Vayidaber David LaHashem, as Divrei Hashira Hazos, he spoke this beautiful song to Hashem, B'yom Hitzil Hashem, also the day Hashem saved him, Mikaf Kol Oyevav, Mikaf Shaul, from the hand of his enemies and the hands of Shaul. Samuel HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, David Shirata Omer Amapalta Shaul. David, you're singing a song because Shaul he had a downfall. Il Mali Atash Shaul Vehu David. Had you been Shaul and he David, Ibati Kama David Pana, I would have wiped out so many Davids before him. Haynu Dechsev, don't be so happy. That's what the pasuk means. Shigayon LeDavid Asher Shar LaHashem. There was a mistake that David did, and that he's saying to Hashem, Divrei Kush Ben Yimini, on the matters of Kush Ben Yimini, which is a reference to Shaul. So these were the Divrei Rishonim. So the Gemara asks, V'chi Kush Shemo, V'halo Shaul Shemo. So what's he called Kush for? Lama Kushi Meshunim Be'oro, just like a Kushi, his skin color is different. Av Shaul Meshunim Be'maisim. Shaul was also very unique. Yeah, he may have made a couple of mistakes, but his Maisim were very, very special. So Kiyotzi B'davar, a similar way, At Omer Al-Oldos Ha'isha Kushis Asher Lokach. That Miriam spoke about the matters of Tzipora, the wife of Moshe. V'chi Kushis Shema v'halo Tzipora Shema. So why does the Torah call her Kushis? Elama Kushis Mishunim Be'ora, just like the Kushis, his skin color is different. Af Tzipora Mishunim Be'maseha, her deeds were very much different than the regular person. Yosef B'davar, in a similar way, we have Ata Omer V'ayishma Eved Melech HaKushi. They heard the words of the king of Kush. V'chi Kushis Shema v'halo Tzidkiyahu Shema. Elamakushi Meshuna Be'oro, again, Av Tzidkiyah Meshuna B'maseha. Because Yosef Badavar Atomer, in another application, we have Halo Kivnei Chushim Atemli B'nei Yisrael. Are you not like Kushim to me, B'nei Yisrael? V'chi Kushim Hashemman V'halo Yisrael Shemam. They weren't Kushim, they were B'nei Yisrael. So Ela Ma Kushim Mishunim Be'oro Af Yisrael Mishunim B'maseyim Mikol Ha'umos. Mar goes on to say now more about David HaMelech. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonasan. My Dichsev, what does the Pasuk mean when it says V'num David Benisha, the words of David Benisha, Numa Gever, Hukam Al. And the words of the man who was Hukam Al. What does this mean, Hukam Al? So Num David Benisha, Shehekim Ula Shel Tshuva. That he was able to establish the idea of the benefit of Tshuva. Right, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says in the beginning, right in the first few blot, that the only reason why David HaMelech was involved in that there with Batsheva was only to give him the opportunity for Tshuva. So every other yachid will know that just like David HaMelech did tshuva is an opportunity, it's an option, it's out there for everyone else to do tshuva as well. In a similar way, the Gemara says that the only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Klal Yisrael to worship Avodah Zarah and the Egel Zav was to show that they had tshuva for the tzibur, so too, in the future, the tzibur could also do tshuva as a whole. The Gemara now says, Amar Elokei Yisrael Li, Diber Tzur Yisrael Moshe Ba'adam Tzadik Moshe Yiras Elokim. So the king of Israel, okay, Yisrael said to me that the Tzur Yisrael, the rock of Yisrael, spoke to me that the Moshe, the ruler, Ba'adam, the ruler of the man, Tzadik Moshe Yiras Elokim. The Tzadik is the one who rules through Yiras Elokim. That's the title of the Pasuk. So my comment, what exactly is this Pasuk saying? So Amar Rabbi Abohu, Hachi Kamar. Amar Elokei Yisrael, Li Diber Tzur Yisrael, Hashem spoke to me, Ani Moshe Abadim, I am the ruler over men, Mi Moshe B, but who's going to rule over me? Tzadik, Hashem says, even though I, Hashem, rule over the world, but there is one person who can rule over me and tell me, Hashem, to do something, to Tzadik. Shani Gozer, Gzeiro Mevatla. That when I make a gzera and the tzaddik says otherwise, the tzaddik is able to be mevatel the gzera of Hashem. Gemara brings another pasuk here. Elu shmos ha-giborim asher l'David yoshev ha-shevis. These are the names of the great people of David HaMelech who sat in the tzibur with David HaMelech. My kamar, what does this mean? Ba-sheves? Amir Rabbi Abohu, hachi kamar. Ve'elu shmos givrosav shel David. These are the names of the great actions of David yoshev Ba'sheves, that he sits in a very low position. This is a reference to the nivus of David HaMelech that the Gemara speaks about so many times. B'shah she'ya yoshev yeshiva, when David HaMelech would sit in the base medrash, lo haya yoshev agave kar mekisasos. He wouldn't sit on beds and mattresses and blankets and stuff. Agave kar, he'd sit like everybody else on the floor. V'kol kama d'havei rabbi ira haya'iri kayam, so long as his rabbi ira haya'iri was kayam, was alive, have a master lulu rabban agabe karam kisisos. So then Ira, his rabbi, would teach everyone else. Ira would sit on these couches and these mattresses. Kinach nafshe, when he died, have a master David rabban, and David would teach the other rabbis. Have a yosu agabe karka, but he would not sit on cushions and couches like his rabbi did. He would remain on the floor. So Amrile, they said to David, Leisiv mar karam kisisos. You're the king. You're now the rabbi. Go sit on some comfortable couches and teach us. Because David's great humility, he refused to sit and take any kavod. So then the Gemara says, Tach Kimoni, the Pasuk said earlier, Amar Rav, Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to David, Hol Vishbal Ta'atzmecha, since you've lowered yourself, take Kimoni, you're going to be great like me. How so? Shani Gozer Gzera, Va'at Mevatla. I make a Gzera, says Hashem, but you have the ability to undo that Gzera. And then what does it mean in the Pasuk when it describes the Rosh HaShalishim? What does that mean? Te Rosh L'Shloshes Avos. You're going to be the leader. You're going to be above the Gimel Avos. And this refers, I think, to the Gemara Pesachim, right? They're quoting here. He's going to make the benching at the end, the Zimun. Gemara now says, Hu Adino Ha'etzni. What does this mean? Kishaya Yoshev Vosek Batorah, when David learned, Hayimaad and Asma Kisolas, he would bend himself over like a worm. Ubishash Yosel Muhammad, when he go out and fight, Hayamaksha Asma Kates. He was able to know when to be strong in a Gibor, and he knew when it was appropriate to be an Anuf. And then we'll do one more pasuk and prayer. We'll stop here. There's a lot. Al shmona meos chala b'pam achas. He was able to stand over 800 dead bodies at one time. How does that work? She has zorik chaytu, would shoot an arrow. Umapil shmona meos chala b'pam. And with that achas, with one shooting of the arrow, he'd kill 800 people. And he would see lay out this big sigh and upset at what happened to 200. He wanted to kill 1,000 in one shot. He wanted to fulfill that pasuk. The Yotze Baskov Amra, the voice came out and said to him, "Rak b'davar Uriah hachiti." That's what does that mean here? That's only with regards to Uriah hachiti. I think only he was able to do that.
That was his only mistake. Was
it that one mistake? I guess didn't allow him to kill those 200 other men. Okay, fine. All right, we will stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow, Mr. Shem.